Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
Don Snyder, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM, The Heat, and five other stations. And guess what? We're on VH2 TV Network in Atlanta and 24flix.com. We're so excited that you joined Drive Time on our beautiful Clearwater Beach studio here. And I'm so excited. This is Hollywood Connections. We have a top SAG agent that is here. And we have Keith from Alexa Model and Talent Agency. You are going to have such a treat, even for our TikTokers that are live. I'm on Dawn Reese 3 and also Hollywood 106.1 FM. And thank you for joining. It's going to be an awesome 2 hours. And first, Keith, welcome and tell us about your agency before our first guest.
We're Alexa Model and Talent in Tampa, Florida. We're always looking for great talent. Besides TV and film, we're known mainly also as a print agency. Right now, out of the age groups that we're looking for, we're most interested in the age group of 18 to 25. So you'll get a little bit of an extra look over if you're that age. However, if you're younger or older, you know, you can still feel free to submit and we'll take a look at you.
Perfect. So tell us some of the success stories that you have worked with, like some of the things that you're working with right now.
Just as an example, we represent Paul Wilson. Here's an example of someone that we actually picked up because I had actually seen him perform in the area. That's important that you be performing in some form or another, if not daily, on a weekly basis. But to cut to the chase, kept bumping into him at the local film festivals. Hint, you should be going to film festivals, whether you're a print person, a film person, or a TV person.
How many film festivals have I seen you at? A lot.
Yes.
I'm always catching Keith on the red carpet.
Yes. And after the fourth festival, Paul and I kept bumping into one another. I already knew his talent. And he asked me to represent him. And long story short, he got one of the lead roles on the new film that'll be coming out, The Conjuring, the final chapter. So those of you that are into and have been following The Conjuring series, you'll get an opportunity to see someone local.
That's so exciting. So I have to tell Keith, I've been getting his emails on some of the, because he's now representing me as well. And so I just saw one
and
that...
And she gets called at 2 in the morning, just so you know. And she's there. She's ready to roll.
Yes, he called me at 2 in the morning on a set a while ago. And I was at that place.
Nope. Zola.
But it was funny, Keith. I used to work there at the hotel at the Wyndham. And so everybody that saw me, I'm just lounging on the chair. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, in a movie. Oh, it's so funny. Anyways, we have a lot of questions, and I have a VIP guest on the phone. Let's go to Daryl. Daryl is from VH2 TV Network. Are you there?
Hey, yes, I am, Don. How are you?
Good. Make sure you're not on speaker because we're on six stations. And, yes, we have Keith here. Now, he is a SAG agent here in Tampa. And Daryl is a very funny comic. He packs the houses. I mean, he's a strong comic, and he also is a TV network owner. And he used to be a police officer.
How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for having me, Don. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so your question to Keith. Take it away.
Wow. So, Keith, thanks for being on the show, and look like you guys have a lot of experience over there. I'm currently in the market for an agent. Do you guys represent comedians? And if so, what is the process of getting that started?
Well, we do. Obviously, as long as you're a talent, that's the important thing, that you skew towards comedy. That's terrific. That's obviously your forte. Doesn't mean you can't play straight roles also.
Sure.
From what I understand, you're in the Atlanta area, so that's a great area to be in right now. There's a lot of work in film and TV. You do want to focus towards the TV side because it's an opportunity to be working on a more routine basis. Film is not always routine. The best thing for you to do, I don't know your talent, but the one thing I do is, if you had one word to describe you, what's the first word that comes to mind?
Funny. At least I like to think so.
The next step is just to send us a couple of photos, a couple of headshots, and a little bit about your background to alexa@alexamodels.com, and then we can take it from there.
I have all his stuff that I'll send you tonight. So I just wanted to have you guys connect. This is one here in Tampa. And they're going to come here in the next month, so maybe they can come to the, you know, the agency.
Great.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I would love to. Yeah, absolutely.
So isn't it better to work with comics on sets because they're more fun and they know, you know, lines and they can memorize and they're fun to be around?
Yes. And probably the one word that comes to mind is an ability to improv if it comes to that point. A lot of people forget you do follow the script and you do have a roadmap, but sometimes you need to have an extra moment before and a moment after, and sometimes you know, the talent that has a funny side brings something extra when you know the camera's still rolling but the scene is really done.
So how does an agent work, Keith? Tell me exactly what you do.
We're a bridge to finding you the work.
Okay. Right. Now, you're not supposed to be. I worked for everybody. I'm going to go back. Casablanca, Barbizon, John Robert Powers, Model Productions, put the big stages up. So I was promotion on that end with stuff, and I would teach, and I would fly around and market. But, you know, when you have an agent, you never pay an agent. Explain that, because there's a lot of new people out here.
Well, we're a bridge to getting you work. So what happens is you're going to come in and meet us, assuming everything is in order that we need, you know, because we have a protocol on how we present you. The next step is for us to put you in front of our clients and to put you in front of various casting calls. And if you get called back, or the ultimate, you know, booking, okay, once you work, the money, when you get paid, will come to us, and then we will distribute it to you. If it's non-union work, which is 90% of the work here, which includes print, we will take 20% out of the check. If it's union work, we will get 10%. But keep in mind, if it's union work and it's TV, there's residuals. If it's commercial work and it's union work, there's residuals. Means you continue to get paid even while you do something else, as long as that commercial or show is running somewhere.
Correct.
Awesome.
So if you constantly get a residual of that, as long as that commercial show is running.
That's correct.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
What kind of residuals do you get?
Well, here's an example. I saw.
I mean, like, what kind of percentage is what I'm asking?
Right, your percentage.
It varies. It's one of the things we can discuss. You know, SAG has got different tiers, different levels, depending on national, regional, you know, and so on. And it depends on how often the commercial runs, too.
Nice.
Obviously, if a commercial runs once a month, it'll be minimal. But if the commercial's
like the
running,
Golden Girls that run every day.
Right, 50 to 100 times a day for 3 months, you're going to make some good money. Just as an example, I had someone work on a phone commercial 5 days, did some basic money under union rules. However, at the end of the day, because it ran for a year, she made an extra $100,000.
Wasn't that sweet?
Well, here's another thing. I just saw in my email, but I'm not in Orlando. I just got a casting from you, and it was for, I thought it was $1,700, and he just corrected me. He said $17,000. And
right. It's what they're looking for. It's actually Coke, and they want to shoot in your house only if you live in Orlando. If you live, you know, just on the outskirts like Windermere and so on, there's a good chance that's okay, but it's in Orlando and it's for a family and a real family that live in that house, and they're going to come there and shoot there.
Wait, can't we just go get a bed and breakfast and say we live there? Could I do that?
Well, the idea is the social distancing, being safe, the crew will be kept to a minimum. They're going to scrub the place down before and after for you. It's to control the environment, and it's kind of a new I'm going to call it temporary normal on how they want to shoot commercials in this area right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Amazing, Daryl. So we're going to hook you up. This is another, hey, we need a hand clap, Tommy, if you can find the hand clap. This is what we call Hollywood Connections. Also, Daryl hired me as a new talent coordinator and casting for the comics and for the singers for VH2.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very excited. So everyone can go to VH2.TV network. So, Daryl, I'm going to hook you up, and then we have a conference call tomorrow as well. So, yes, we can't wait for you to come back in. And we're still waiting to find out if your wife wants to be Mrs. Georgia.
Well, hold on a second, because she's right here. Hold on one second.
Okay. She is a fashion designer.
Don and Christy on the air.
We're on the air. It's so funny.
Hey, everybody.
Hi,
hey,
Lisa.
How are you?
Lisa, tell us about your hair extensions, where they can go to.
They can go to hair911.biz.
Hair911.what?
.biz.
.biz. Wonderful extensions. And I want to show you, you sent me those pictures for that little girl that we raised money on TikTok. And we nominate one little girl or a teenager once a month. And oh my gosh, the third one was adorable in pink. And she's going to donate this. And she's a high top fashion designer.
Cool.
And she's going to give this. It's amazing.
Cool.
Wow. Well, Lisa, I was going to ask you if you wanted to be our Mrs. Georgia, and you have to send in a video what you will do with your title. And I'm sure you'll do a lot because you work with your husband in the TV network business, and you all have many events to go to and charity events. So just put a video together, and then we'll social media, and we'll go from there. How's that?
I will.
Yay! I think we might have a Miss Georgia.
That's why I love you guys so much. I wouldn't do that.
Very cool, very cool. And Lisa
We're
needs an agent too. She's gorgeous.
Girl.
Lisa, you're petite, right, Lisa?
Yeah.
Very petite.
So even you take petites in your agency?
Of course. You know, it's more commercial than, you know, high fashion, but
right.
There's lots of work.
Very cool. Well, thank you both for calling in. I know we're waiting for some other callers. Any other questions, Daryl, that you have for him?
I do.
Okay.
So one question. As a an agent, I have two questions. Number one, what do you recommend for talent? When do you recommend talent to bring on an agent? That's number one. And number two, what was number two? I just had it on the tip of my tongue. Zach, what is the requirements to become a non-union to a union SAG talent?
Well, I'm going to answer number two first. Stay non-union as long as you can. Don't worry, the union will find you and you're going to start paying.
Absolutely.
And the idea to pay them is when you've got a bunch of union gigs that are paying good money. So by keeping yourself open for non-union, you create a wider universe for yourself. Some people feel it's prestigious to be part of the union. There's a time for it and they will find you. Don't worry. Just keep doing what you're doing and work and keep your universe as wide as possible.
And another thing is a monologue, right? I mean, you like to have a comedy monologue and something to prepare. Can they send you a video on that?
Those are important in the sense of what you do. I don't know if you do stand-up at all, but you should be possible because you get to work in front of people and it helps you, you know, further grow. But in terms of monologues and stuff, it's actually better to practice dialogues if you want to do film and TV. That means doing scenes with another person, running the camera, and then just watching it afterwards and playing around with it.
Wow, yeah. That's fun to do. We do that all the time. And I do stand-up. I just shot my hour-long comedy special that VH2 shot. It was beginning of last year. But that was wonderful. We had a great turnout for that. So I think this is a very good thing, and I appreciate you taking the time.
What was the first question on agent?
When do you recommend for a talent to seek representation?
You want it immediately. I mean, if you're in the industry, the quicker the better for yourself, because it's two people looking for work besides one.
Right.
Also, too, what's important is when Keith, and I worked for an agency in Hollywood, Florida, and my agent passed away, and with her, so I was managing talent, Keith, at the time, and they would ended up, she would call me, and she'd say, if you don't answer that phone, I will skip you, and your talent will not go. Now, the important thing is, and this probably frustrates agents, if you text somebody or call them, or you say, you know, I'm accepting you in my agency, please follow through. Don't wait, you know, I mean, like a week. That's important. Keith is a very important man in the industry. So the main thing is you tell Keith what you're looking for and what aggravates you and what may put you on hold. Like, you know, when people don't call you back or they don't follow through, or you've got a job for them and they don't have an answering on their phones.
Yeah, that's not me, Keith. I call back, I answer everything. Call me
anytime. Find the people that book, it's kind of like this. Not only are they screaming and yelling that they got either the callback or the booking when the call comes or the text comes, it's almost like the phone call or the text back to get logistical information where they need to be and or what they need to do for the callback happens right away. It's not, well, you know, I was on my way to go take care of this errand and I'll make the phone call as soon as I'm done with it. You got to find a way to do both until the industry is, you know, paying all your bills.
That's right. So if anybody's driving and they want to call in, please pull over.
and Dawn's a perfect example of answering her phone at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Right, well, actually, when I did answer
she text you.
Yes, but what happened was when I did answer it, I looked in the morning. I said to my husband, I said, did I just say yes to Keith? Did he call or was I dreaming? And he goes, I think you got a call. So I called him like at 6:37. And that's when he said, hey, I need you on a set. And I was rushing, putting everything in a suitcase, running down to the beach. So that's what he's looking for. Someone that's dedicated. But please, and I know as an agent, and I used to work for Boca Talent back in the days as a booking agent, and I tell you, and a Sarah Parker agency I used to work for in West Palm, and Phoenix, and Young Agency. But I know when we called as well, we wanted to make sure you were on point and calling us back. Don't have no answering service if you're trying to get an agent, and that frustrates them, and then they will put you on hold because somebody else is next that they can get a hold of, correct?
Put you on hold, honey.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
And be ready. The industry is set up right now, especially because of COVID-19 and social distancing, to do a lot of the initial castings and callbacks either by taping or Skype. So be ready and set up to be able to tape quickly, whether you tape inside or outside. You know, some people will do outside because the light's already there for them. Lighting and being open to the lighting so they can see your entire face is the most important thing.
Now, another thing, Keith, that I noticed as well with the acting world, people need to follow up with their headshots. Tell us that. That's important with how long before they need to get updated photos.
A good idea with the headshots, especially if you're pursuing the business, you know, to make this the dream and have it happen. Headshots, I would be doing them, you know, new ones at least once a year. But the way to get to that point, to do it once a year, is once you've got your headshots, start shooting snapshots. Don't stop shooting. It's not, okay, I've shot my headshots, I don't have to do anything for 5 years, which is what some people do. No, you're evolving. So keep shooting snapshots. If you have an agent, show them to your agent. If you have other people that are in the industry, show it to them. See which ones they like, you know, for your dramatic shot, for your funny shot, or for your, you know, your high commercial shot. Which is your big smile, just to give you two to start with.
Now, another example, people that I talk to, they say, oh, I'm too old, I'm this, I'm that.
This market's great. You're too old, you're in the right market.
You know, I know David Vogel. Do you know David?
Yeah.
Yeah, David is 80 years old, and he's doing tons of commercials.
Dave's he's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah. So we got to take a quick commercial break. Daryl, thank you so much. Lisa, we love you both. And we're waiting for that video from Mrs. Georgia. And okay. I'm Dawn Reese. We got to cut to a commercial, but thank you guys for calling in. We have more callers, and we'll call after the show.
We're playing.
Yeah, great meeting you.
Yay. So that's what Hollywood Connections is all about. Let's go to that commercial.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
So, you say you want to be an actor, director, producer, screenwriter, film crew, whatever. Now what? How can you make this happen? Easy. It's called networking. After all, sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know that brings you that big break. And one of the best ways to get that break is to, you got it, network. One of the smartest places to start your networking is to come to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. Tampa Bay Film Society is an organization that will create opportunities for you to get educated through some great programs and workshops, learn about productions coming up, as well as offer you opportunities to advance your career and meet others already in the industry who will remember you when the time comes. Yes, our bi-monthly general meetings is a great way to network with other industry people. How do you start? Just come to one of our meetings, enjoy it, and sign up as a member. You get discounts on Tampa Bay Film Society workshops and special events just as a starter. And you never know who you'll meet at one of our general meetings when you're out there networking. And best of all, it's fun. So check us out on our website at www.tampabayfilmsociety.com.
The National Comedy Hall of Fame Museum is now open in Tampa Bay. Information on the museum can be found at nchof.com. The museum just announced the induction class of 2020, which includes legends such as Joan Rivers, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Dan Aykroyd, and John Cleese. Also on site, there are live comedy classes and stand-up comedy. Information on the comedy classes can be found at hofcomedyschool.com, and the live shows are posted at comedyhof.com. Come out and see us.
That's how an agent works.
Yeah, let's play that song, because this is a TikToker that actually, what was her name here?
Samantha Sweet 100.
Yes, we're shouting her out, but guess what? We're not shouting her out. She's also calling in. But hold on a second, because this song will tell you, if you're watching TikTok, is that the song? Yeah, let's put that up all the way for a second. Let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce song. It with me, come on,
right? Let me see
you just slide. You have to slide and you have to bounce.
She loves that bounce.
Slide, slide, bounce with me.
Take a walk with me.
Take a walk with me. All right, let's go to Samantha. Samantha, are you there? You're live on the air.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, so Samantha, you gave us some TikTok, and we wanted to feature you as a TikToker as well. So tell us what you do on TikTok and what your live feed is about.
Okay, so basically, I just love, whenever I get on TikTok, I just love just basically being myself, just being silly and basically jumping into being an actress, kind of, you know, basically jumping with being able to move your mouth at the same time as the words are playing or the song is playing. You get to be somebody else or be like, okay, so one of my favorite TikToks is Dirty Dancing. When you get to be Jennifer Jason Leigh, when she's like, how do you call your lover boy? Come in, lover boy. That's one of my favorite TikToks.
Wow. Now, are you on live feed yourself? How many followers do you have?
I am a YouTuber.
Okay.
And in my YouTube, I have over 6,323 subscribers.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. How old are you?
I am 32. I'll be 33 on June 18th.
And what city and state do you live in?
I live in Marianna, Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. How far
yes,
is that?
I'm in Florida.
How far is that from Clearwater?
From Clearwater?
Four or
I'm not
five
exactly
hours.
Sure. I'm born and raised in West Palm Beach, Florida, but I live in Marianna.
Okay, I'm from Wellington back in the days over there in Jupiter.
Wellington, yeah.
Wellington, the polo grounds.
Yes, my aunt and uncle live in Wellington, actually, still.
Nice. Well, we wanted to shout you out. When you're ever getting a chance to get to Clearwater Beach, let us know, and you can come to the station and check us out. You're probably watching us on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube live right now. And we're so excited that you're here, and thank you for the gift, because that went to a little girl. But I have a question, because you're in South Florida. Have you ever thought about acting?
I would love to be an actress. That's always been one of my dreams. Everybody says I have the personality for it.
Well, guess what? I have a top talent agent here, and I got a surprise for you. So, and I need you to text me afterwards, after the show. So, Keith, Andy, she's 33, and you represent South Florida also.
Absolutely.
There you go. Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
You never know what can happen. I'll tell you, our TikTok is going crazy right now on both of them. We have, I've got to tell you, we have in, I imagine, in, I can you see that, Keith? What does it say?
Which one are you on?
I am
Imaginative State.
Oh, thank you so much. Imaginative State. I bought these glasses from the dollar store. I bought 10 of them and they do not work. They're like foggy and
you got to get them strong enough, girl.
Well, they are. They're like 150.
It's cold. We're getting up.
No,
there.
They're 150, but they're fogging up on me. We want to thank you for the shout outs and thank you. That's going to a little girl for next month for nomination for a letter to be a beauty queen reporter with me. Thank you and thank you for listening. So we are so excited about you. And do you have a question for Keith?
Michael, do you think I have what it takes to become an actor?
Oh, no, that's Keith. My producer was saying Michael is on the phone. Hold on a second. This is Keith you're talking to. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you think I have what it takes to become an actor?
What was the question for Keith, the talent agent?
For Keith?
Keith, yes.
Do you think I have what it takes to become an actor?
Wait, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So did you have a question for him?
I've said it. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. I said, do you think I have what it takes to become an actress?
That's a good question. What you need to ask yourself is, in your heart, where would you like to end up?
Good question. Where would I like to end up? Mm-hmm. Hollywood, baby.
There you go. You're on your way.
Hollywood right now, honey.
I only ask that it's in your heart because when the going gets tough, we want to know that you know you're going to win the battle inside.
Tough, get going, dude.
And I'll help you. I've got a lot of people that I know that you can. You know, Ellen Jacoby casting does things. Lori Wyman does some things down there for casting for classes. So, have you had any training in any theater or acting?
No, I was in Wilhelmina Modeling Agency when I was like 16, 17, and that was about it.
So great. Wilhelmina. Okay, that's good.
So you were doing some print work, too.
How tall are you?
Okay, yes. I am 5'1".
So you'd be petite modeling. Mm-hmm. Okay, 5'1". Mm-hmm. Well, we're so excited you called in, and then please message me. I have some other ideas. I didn't know you were so close to us in Florida. That's wonderful. Yay.
Yes, ma'am. And also, can I just give a shout out to my Sweetie Squad? That's what I call my YouTube family.
Yes.
Sweetie Squad and my YouTube channel. It is Samantha Sweets. And I just would love everybody to subscribe. I do free makeup on there because I just feel everybody needs to feel beautiful every day.
Wow. Well, you're going to have to come to the station and show us how.
Okay, I will.
Awesome, Samantha. Thank you so much. A TikToker that I've just, people, when they gift me, they get shouted out. And I may surprise them on the air as well. We have some shout outs in a minute. Let's put Michael on. Is Michael there? Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Hi. Which Michael is this?
Hollywood Holloman.
Hi, Hollywood Holloman. Oh, my gosh. So there's a man that I saw in his lives. Oh, my God, Keith, they're so funny. Give everyone your TikTok name.
Okay, it's Hollywood Holloman, H-O-L-L-O-M-O-N.
Right. Okay, and so he is a theater teacher. Are you in Texas?
I am. I teach theater. I've taught theater for the last 20 years here in the Frisco area in Texas.
So, do you have an agent yourself?
I do not have an agent. I took the route. I wanted to do performance when I graduated high school, but I was inspired by my theater teacher to kind of go towards theater education. So, I've done industrial films and you know, extras and, you know, some local commercials and things like that. But honestly, my focus has been a lot towards the directing side. But since TikTok started, I've been kind of exploring my roots, so to speak. So I've had a really good time connecting and building characters for TikTok videos. So
what's the major city that you're near?
I'm in Frisco, Texas. So right,
but what's the major city?
Dallas.
Have you looked at visiting Dallas and going by maybe three or four of the agencies that are there?
I haven't, honestly. I started the TikTok actually just for a way to have a creative outlet since we weren't able to bring, you know, go back to school and I wasn't able to kind of inspire the students that way. So, but we do have multiple agencies here. KD Studio, Acting Conservatory are some of the ones closest to us. And, I used to have an agent here in Dallas, but she passed away. Her name was Peggy Taylor, and she was really awesome. But honestly, I had started to do this just as an outlet for my students, and so for them to be able to kind of see me. And for me.
I understand. I was only recommending it if you want to keep that performing side open for yourself.
But you know what? He is so funny on TikTok, and he holds an audience. And you know, don't give up that. Even though you're an amazing theater teacher, I see you in TV and film. I mean, you are so entertaining. You really
Thank
are.
You.
Yeah. Is there a question that you'd like to ask
no,
Keith?
No, no one says they won't find you on TikTok. It's still a good right. idea to keep working. You know, the agency side too.
It. Yes, he is.
Seriously, watch my videos, Steve. You'll love them.
They make you belly laugh, yes, and it's Hollywood, H-O-L-L-O-M-O-N is amazing. Yep. Someone just texted me.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, I have a question for Keith. Keith, what would you say to a young performer, someone in high school that's looking to pursue, looking for agency? What do you think is the most important thing that an agent would look for right off the bat from you if you were to audition for a talent agent?
Well, the trick is, let's say you have a student that you would like to be discovered, so to speak. The real trick is to have that talent perform somewhere and invite some of the agents. Even if you don't know them, you can still contact local agencies and say, we're doing this show or showcase, would love you to come see someone that's an up-and-comer. Agents, even if it's a scout that's local, wants to be able to discover somebody, or for someone to call in and say, you know, you need to take a look at this person. That's the best way. If it's the other way, where, hey, you get an appointment for someone at the agency, they're going to come in, they're going to either do a scene or a monologue. 9 times out of 10, we don't always get, how should I say it, a grounded, you know, performance, so to speak. I'm not saying, you know, that we don't, but a lot of times that doesn't happen, and it doesn't give them the best shot at being seen at what they do best. But those would be the two best ways. You know, the first one being, you know, the one I like the best, because then it's kind of like I get to sneak in and watch them. Yeah, they may know that some people are there, but they don't know that I'm there.
Right.
Well, that's super exciting. Keith is new to TikTok. I just introduced him not even a week ago. So,
well, Keith, if you're not following somebody, you really should follow this guy named Hollywood Holloman.
I hear you. I'm just going to hire someone to handle TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest,
right?
LinkedIn, and whatever
exactly.
else is coming.
A Periscope, you know. They got
yeah, Christy, you're actually on the TikTok. Tell everybody your TikTok name.
Oh, Christy Boyles Zero.
There you go. She is almost up to 1,000, so you can go live.
Yeah.
Almost there.
So then what?
Then what? Watch out. Oh, my gosh. So we got our gal in South Africa. We're working with her. And, she's going to be played on a couple of stations, friends of mine, and we're excited. She's sending us some TikTok. And right now, we're going to go back to that song. Actually, we have another caller. And thank you so much for calling in. Any other things that you'd like to say? One more thing to Keith? Any or me?
No, I just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity, and I hope that my TikTok handle is a positive source of entertainment for people, because it's not always about falling down and hurting yourself. It's just about uplifting.
Well, I think you definitely need to get back in the business of Hollywood, because your
Thank
name is Hollywood.
Dawn. Thank you so much.
Yes, but I have a lot of friends that have events in Texas, so I'll call you for judging.
Yes. Do.
Yay.
Subscribe to our YouTube now.
Thank you.
Yes, and we subscribe to everybody's YouTube as well, because you can add your Instagram. And this man's amazing. He's so funny, and I love watching him. So, thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you,
Don. Thank you. Now, we're going to go do some quick shout-outs before we go. Let's play that bounce song here for a second. And Chrissy's going to help me.
Bounce it up, baby.
Yeah, pump it up here. And Chrissy's going to shout out the names.
Wait, she's got her glasses on.
Actually, we have our Quake singer. We have some. Do you represent someone from Quake?
That would be difficult.
And Quake, but yeah, we can work with him in the music.
I can help him, maybe, you know, direct him to, you know, somewhere where he is to get started.
Okay,
you
know, but he's more in the music industry in Quake. Okay. Okay, let's play that, and Chrissy, shout him out.
So we got a Samantha Gutierrez, Jesse Gallegos, Cyan Jade 87, Daruba, and then we got that Hollywood Ho Man again.
Yeah.
We got a Brandy Tomlinson and a Chris Santos. He's in Costa. Brian Precious Smith. Charlie with an I.
Charlie with an I.
We got United States. Okay. And what is this? Shaz with two X's at the end. Okay.
There you go. That's where the shout outs are. And then we're going to put all the names together. And once a month, I'm going to give someone their own special here for about 15 or 10 minutes on the air so they can talk about whatever they want.
Be sure and watch old Big Bucks. He's cool.
Oh, Big Bucks 357. You'll have to shout that
awesome
out. Big
Bucks. And,
he's going to be on the air June 1st on Miracle Stories.
Is he?
They're coming
he's
in.
He's awesome.
Very cool.
We got one more, which is Krista Stoffberg.
Okay.
She's a singer, I guess.
Yes, yes. And so we're going to go. I know Lisa V is not here today. She actually is on the phone, I think, and she has a question for Keith, a talent agent from Alexa Mahlen Talent Agency. And, oh, my God, they're coming in from Germany and Australia and Kuwait. Oh, my gosh, Keith, you're getting all over the world. Lisa V, are you there?
I am there, here, everywhere.
Yes, go for the question. We have a few minutes here.
You got it. Hey, Keith, how are you today?
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. Question, with all of this COVID and things closing, in your opinion, what's the best way for, you know, talent scouts to see us and find us now?
Well, you have to sign with their agency.
Well,
they
of course,
accept you.
That's yeah, the first thing.
I would
thing.
Love to sign with you, Keith, but, like, from doing to make sure that you get, you know, the exposure that you need and follow what your agent says and does.
It's interesting that, you know, there was a stoppage during this period within the industry just to adhere to the requirements of social distancing. But now they're up and running again, and what they're looking to do is actually further what had already been going on there as a talent. If you can get with an agency, you know, wherever you're living right now, you'll get opportunities to tape at home, and you'll get guidelines on how to properly light or at least shoot outside. That's what's going on. So get familiar with Skyping or Facebooking or FaceTime. What's the other one? Zoom
is becoming
very
all
big.
Kinds, yeah.
So, you know, so a lot of the callbacks are happening there. I don't know. I can't say that in certain instances they, you know, won't have you back in a room to make a final decision with a bunch of other people, but it'd be a small amount of people. Obviously, you can walk in with a mask, but at the time they're going to make a decision. You know, as long as you've got the right distance, you know, you take your mask off and you give it your best, and you get booked.
All right, well, I'm definitely going to be emailing you because I have your email, Keith
Great.
At Alexa.
So real quick question, Lisa, while I have you on the phone. What do you, okay, when you don't take everybody, right? So you want to know people that are taking acting lessons, have a resume, can act. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, so give an analogy because I know I'm taking acting lessons with Michael Kranz. We're on hold right now. I do know Michael Givens is doing Zoom classes in Atlanta. He's a big film director, michaelgivens.com. And so tell us about the theater background and, you know, what you're looking for on a resume. If they don't have anything, they're more extra work, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, explain that.
You know, generally, it's a little bit of what you just brought out. We want the training. That's important. However, it's the desire. Is it in your heart? When everything gets stripped away, is something in your heart saying, this is what I want to do. This is where I'm at. This is what I feel I do best or want to do best. And then at that point, the training should only enhance what you want to do. So if you don't find yourself being in front of a camera, whether you do the camera yourself, meaning you do something with a friend and you practice in front of a camera, or you do it in front of people, if you're not doing it daily, try to be doing it weekly along with your training. And it should be something that you just gravitate towards doing, not something that your teacher tells you you have to do.
Right. We had a mistake. Somebody put a phone number up there, so please do not call that phone number. We are very particular on TikTok, and if you are somebody's asking to shout out as well, the shout out is to Ellie_EDS. Let me see who that is. I'm not sure. Hold on, Keith. ELI.EDS. Okay, shout out. So, yes, please be very careful of what you put on TikTok. They're very particular on everything, and people are getting, you know, taken off for a couple days. So please make sure that you don't do that. Anybody that is on there, we had that happen the other day as well. Thank you so much. Okay, so, Lisa, any other questions for Keith?
No, I got it. I'm going to work on my Zooming and TikToking and all that great stuff, and I'm going to be emailing him this evening.
Perfect. Sounds good. Okay, well, that was Lisa V, and she had a question for Keith. And then, like you said, you have to be signed up with an agent, and then you'll start getting emails and make sure that people respond back.
Correct.
Awesome. All right, sounds good, Lisa. Thank you for calling in, and let's go to the next caller. Okay, they're not there yet. Okay, so guess what? So I wanted to tell everybody, you know, where the TikTok money goes, and I just have to read this quick letter. And then if you have a question, you can call in at the phone number here, 727-441-3000. Right, but there's certain things we have to put on social media. But you can call in if you have a question for the talent agent. We're on Facebook Live. We're on a lot of different social medias here. But this lady had wrote me, Miss Karecki, who said wanted her daughter wanted to be a princess due to the uncircumstances in her life. She has three children and very hard, and she's in Wisconsin. She wanted to be a Miss Preteen Wisconsin, but never had the money. So anyways, she said she will do and work very hard for this title. And we actually, the TikTok money that comes in will go to a little doll that she wants. I don't know, some little doll that these little kids like, the I don't know what it's called.
What are they into now?
Oh, I'm not sure. I had boys, so it's totally different. Somebody sent me a rose. Yes, and real quick, Keith. So let's play that Bounce movie for a second, the song. Let's go back to that because it's a really cool one. We've got our guy in Kuwait that we want to make a reporter out there. I've got to give some shout outs here on the air. We've got Krista sings as she sent, he sent a rose. I'm just going through here. You can pull that up there. We've got our beautiful gal in South Africa, Krista. And she, please, please, everyone, family and friends on here. That's the new wording. Let me see our gifters. Please make sure that our gifters are getting taken care of. I've got some roses there. We've got Lumen May Rose 17 sent some TikToks. We got Limmy Mayo's Rose, some more TikToks. I'm going to go to the other one, Keith. Hold on a second. Unsulperts sent a panda five times. Thank you, everyone. Have a blessed day. Hold on. I'm almost done with this. Krista, oh, my God. We're getting all over the world. Let me go to this one over here on Dawn Reese 106.1 FM. And we're looking here to see what is happening. K923 FM in the house. So another FM. We got Krista sent more TikToks. We got Sarah sent a TikTok. .ANALISA. Then we've got Investigative States sent TikToks. Big Zed 250 sent TikToks. You're live on the air. Six station plus goes to TV network as well as watch parties. Then we're going down here. We got Investigative Hollywood. Oh, thank you so much. Sarah sent some more TikToks. Sarah. Please follow, actually make sure you are working family and friends on everybody here on that the TikTok. And thank you for the rose from Kuwait. Actually, we're going to make him a reporter. We're going to be talking. So anyways, Keith, thank you so much for that as well. Tommy. So, Keith, a lot of times people want to know, you know, for extra work, can they just sign up with your agency just for extra work and they don't want to act?
If you live in the area, absolutely. That's why we look for you to go ahead and send your photos. If you don't have headshots yet, you can send snapshots now. It's good to send at least four or five, a couple, you know, headshots up close, and then a couple full body, and then we'll take it from there. This area, you know, the Tampa Bay area is mostly commercial and print driven. However, if your interest is in film and TV, you can get started that way and get some commercials or get some print work. And while we're doing that, you'll get an opportunity for film and TV, which mostly is going to be in the Atlanta and New Orleans area. But there is some local film and a little bit of TV that is shot here, too.
Well, I know Brandon Max can't make it tonight. He's a big TikTok, I would say star, because he has 900,000 followers. And he's got, oh, what does he have? Over 5K hits every time. And I promised that I would play something. Just play one of his videos. And his dad said he can't call in tonight. But we are just still loving Brandon Max and his dad. And he actually got famous for the grilled cheese. And if Tommy can pull one of them up, and please go to TikTok and add Brandon Max. Pretty amazing. We'll play one of his videos, even though he can't call in tonight, but Brandon,
send this video to your friends, and if they don't respond within 20 seconds, they have to bake you brownies.
Let's play another one for him because we love Brandon. Hold on a second. This kid is making just an amazing amount of friends on TikTok. Hold on.
Reading hate comments. Everyone hates you and you're annoying, LOL. I will take that as a compliment. You're so cringy. Thank you very much. You ugly. That is so kind of you to say. Ew, you're weird. You have no idea how much that means to me, so thank you so much. I feel like you need to stop talking when you sound like a robot. Okay, I'll stop talking. Haters, you will never bring me down, no matter how hard you try.
Good boy.
And play one more. I love that because you know what? You don't let them get to you. Go for it. 106.1 FM, The Heat and Thomas.
Send this video to your friends, and if they don't respond within 15 seconds, they have to bake you a dozen chocolate chip cookies.
He's hooked on the cookies. 5K
a hit and more that this kid makes. Brandon Mack's TikTok. Well, let's go. You know, Keith, people write me all the time, dogs. I got the most wonderful dog. Can I get him an agent? Do you take pets?
You can send, it's kind of like babies too. You can send us the photo. We will keep it. Every so often, especially on the commercials, they will look for a dog or an animal for certain things, and it can be some extra money.
Okay, what about cars? I notice a lot of times they'll ask what kind of car you have.
It's the same thing. You know, it's an opportunity occasionally, but it's not a lot.
Like LA for Central Casting.
There is some extra money in it occasionally, but it's not the main focus.
Gotcha. Now, also, a lot of people want to know about the family members, you know, even though, like I said, I see a lot of things that they want families for Disney cruises. That was before all this as well.
Universal, Disney, and the parks, they look for families, and they like when it's real families. And
yes,
there's a lot of that happening right now because of the COVID-19 and the social distancing. So that's a way to control the environment. And they want real faces right now also. So the requirement is not that you've got, you know, a whole load of acting background. Don't get me wrong. You need it if you want to move up in your film and TV life. But in terms of some of the commercials they're shooting, if you just have a knack and you have an interest, go for it, you know, as a family.
And also, too, is, you know, which with the agency, do you have times, let's say, how does it work? Now, if somebody writes you, do you write them back and say you're accepted? And then how does the process work?
Yeah, not always. You know, when you send in the photos, if we see something we like, we will respond right away. If we don't get something we need, or if it's something maybe we already have, if there's time, we may send something back that says stay in touch, or, you know, have you thought about looking at so-and-so agency nearby? We might do that. Or if there's no time, we just don't respond back. But it doesn't mean you can't stay in touch. Staying in touch is basically once a month, you know, to be cordial.
And what about non-exclusive to exclusive, somebody's asking? Are you non-exclusive agency?
If you're working the industry, in other words, you're in front of a camera, in front of people on a daily basis, you want exclusive. You're dedicated. You want that other person, you know, that you're going to be committed to be exclusive to. And most agents, if they feel you're right and you've got great talent, they want you to be exclusive. And the relationship means that both are going to be working together to further your life in the industry on a continuous daily basis. That's the value of exclusivity. If you're someone who's going to be doing a side job and you're in and out of the industry, then you may want to stay non-exclusive. And most agents will tell you to probably do that anyway.
Right. And also with you in the agency, how many people are in the agency that work with you? Bookers, like commercial, print?
There's a total of 5 right now.
Wow, they're busy. Okay. And then also, do they need to come in and do a monologue in front of you?
A lot of times we'll have you come in so you can meet the other bookers and stuff, but it's mostly it's pictures driven. If you've got great acting background and so on, and you've been working in the industry, then, you know, we'll expect you to have some clips of your work. However, if you're new, you can do a 30-second hi, how are you kind of thing, and tell us about yourself and show us how you come across on the camera. But other than that, if I do have you come in, a lot of times we won't necessarily have you do that because doing dialogue is more important than doing a monologue right now. When you become well-known and big and a famous celebrity and so on, you will get a lot of monologues, but it'll be a natural extension of what you already do. If you're already doing a bunch of monologues because you're a comic or you're in front of people doing, you know, a 30-minute show of some sort, it may be something we'd be interested in seeing, yes, because you'd be a special type for the area.
Okay, what about height-wise? What is the height that you're looking for runway?
It's kind of two divisions. It's high fashion and lifestyle. So high fashion, we want 5'9 or taller for the women, 6 feet or taller for the guys. Doesn't mean you can't be an inch or two shorter than that. You know, if the drive is there, the interest and your desire. Runway just likes them taller. And if you know, you're going to get to New York, they even want you taller than that. But, you know, the main thing is 5'9 or taller for a woman or a girl, 6 feet or taller for a guy. However, I will say this, if you're 16 and under, and let's say you're 5'5", 5'6", that's okay. You know, hopefully you'll grow a few more inches, but you can, you know, be pursuing it and possibly get representation in the area that you live in, unless you live here in Florida, then we can help you.
So what happens to all these people that they just got stunted growth? So now what? Suppose they want to be in there.
We can give it a go for lifestyle, which it does not have height requirements.
Right.
It'll just be a look requirement. Just when we say high fashion, the idea is, you know, at some point you're going to be walking for a designer.
Yeah, exactly.
And the reason they look for a certain height is mainly because if you're going to be in a show and you're going to do, let's say, 10 different walks, meaning 10 different wardrobe styles for that designer, they want the models to be interchangeable. They don't want to have to keep cutting the clothes. So by having certain requirements for height, it's not about talent. It's about saving them some time.
Wow. And what areas, I know people are asking because they're watching all over the world and all over the United States right now, and all of our social media, we have like 5 cameras going here. What areas do you represent talent in? Is it just Florida? I mean, I know you're saying Atlanta, South Africa, and some areas.
Mainly it's going to be the Tampa Bay area, Atlanta, a little bit of the New Orleans area, and then a little bit of LA and New York. If we get you to LA and New York, what we're going to do is you'll be placed, you know, with another agency there, and we will kind of step back as a managerial type in that relationship. Same thing if you move to Atlanta or New Orleans. A lot of times we can still be submitting you, but if I get you an agent there, I'm going to place you, and then they're going to take over the day-to-day situations.
Sounds good. I know that's Chrissy's phone going off. So
tell somebody important that you represented.
He did the beginning
tell
of the show.
Tell him someone important.
More celebrities. Oh,
we were talking about Paul Wilson as someone I had met, and over a 4-year period before he decided to work with us. However, from our relationship and the work we've been doing, and I can tell you, we've also made rounds in L.A. and he lives here. He's got one of the leads in the new film that'll be coming out in September called The Conjuring, The Final Chapter. And those of you that have been following The Conjuring, it will be another installment that hopefully you will love.
Very cool. And you know what? We have so many other people that will be sending me emails and texts, and I'll let you know. And all I can do is give you his email, and you go from there. But you make sure you have talent behind you. You know, I have an acting list from L.A., Keith. I went to Charles Conrad. I even went to comedy school so many times over. Actually, it was after my divorce, I think. But I'm married to a wonderful man
right,
now.
Right, but remember, training, you should already be doing what it is you feel is great.
Correct.
In front of the camera or in front of people. Then the training is another place to practice work out.
I agree. Any other last comments? We have 2 more minutes, but I know I'm waiting for an artist. What's happening with our artist on the road? He's coming from Kissimmee. He's almost here. Wonderful. So stay tuned. We've got an artist that is related to the Jackson family on Catherine's side. So maybe you could stick around and just hear his music for a few minutes.
Okay.
All right. And then we're going to have just me, you, and Michael. And then he's got his other artist with him as well. It's going to
awesome.
Be amazing. Yeah. So anyways.
Very good.
Yes. Any other last words for talent, Keith? One more thing. Your website?
The site is alexamodels.com. Also, you'll find a link there where you can actually submit yourself and give us a little bit of information about you. And it is another area in which it allows you to submit to us and for us to make some decisions about you. Or you can just email in to alexa@alexamodels.com, you know, and include 5 or 6 photos.
Perfect. Also, too, is I have to let everyone know I have a digital business card. I don't know if you saw it yet. Oh, my gosh, Keith. Oh, my gosh. It is amazing. I can put any links on that I want. If you text to our production company later at 727-871-7788, and I will send it to you. It has my TikTok. It has my videos. It has all my shows. And if you want to try to be a beauty queen reporter for your city, state, or country, we're probably going to do a virtual pageant coming up. But actually, it's titles at large. And you actually get a real media ID. This is where Keith has seen me on the red carpet. So let us know. Email, text me. Thank you all for the TikTokers. Stay tuned. You're in for a treat for the next hour as well. And thank you, Chrissy Boyle, for being here and supporting the show tonight.
Nice to see you guys again.
Yes, and I'm Dawn Reese. And remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And we'll be back with another hour special. Stay tuned.
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.